Lucky Joe. Joe Drummond was having a wonderful dream. In his dream, he was a famous pop star. He was performing a rock concert in a gigantic stadium. The stadium was filled with thousands of fans. Everyone was chanting his name. Joe, 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 Joe. Wake up, Joe. Joe opened his eyes. His wife was standing above him. Joe, Joe, wake up, she said. You're late. You slept in. Joe looked at the clock. It was 7:32. Oh, no, Joe said. I have an important meeting in Los Angeles today. I can't miss my plane. Hurry up, his wife replied. Your plane leaves at 9:30. You can still make it to the airport in time. Joe jumped out of bed. There was a tack on the floor. He stepped on the tack by mistake. Then he slipped. He fell face first into a doorknob. Ouch! Whoa! Ow! Ow! Oh, dear, Joe's wife said. You banged your eye. Let me see it. I don't have time for that now, Joe replied. He took the tack out of his heel. Then he hopped to the bathroom. He looked at himself in the mirror. His eye was red and swollen. Great, he said. Just what I need. He undressed and stepped into the shower. The water was freezing cold. He squealed in discomfort. Brr, what happened to the hot water? Joe jumped out of the shower. He dried himself off. He ran to the bedroom. He put on his best blue suit and lucky red tie. Hurry, honey, his wife said. I made some coffee for you. Joe hurried downstairs. His wife handed him a cup of coffee. Your eye looks terrible, she said. Don't worry about it, Joe replied. I'll be okay. He took a sip of coffee. It was terrible. He spat the coffee out. Yuck! This coffee tastes salty. Oh no, his wife replied. I use salt instead of sugar. I'm so sorry. It's okay, Joe said. I don't have time for coffee anyway. I'll see you tomorrow. He kissed his wife goodbye. Then he grabbed his suitcase and ran out the door. It was very cold outside. The sidewalk was icy. Be careful, he told himself. We don't want any more accidents. Joe got into his car. He turned the radio on. He pulled out of the driveway. Watch out, folks, the radio announcer said. It's cold out there. The roads are very icy today. Please drive carefully. Joe drove toward the highway. He looked at his watch. It was 8:00. I have an hour and a half, he said. I can still make it. He honked his horn at the person in front of him. Come on, he said. Hurry up! Traffic was moving slowly. Joe felt stressed. We have a frightening story from the city zoo today, the radio announcer said. Betty the lion escaped from her cage last night. She is probably hungry and scared. Please keep your children indoors. Betty is a very dangerous animal. She could be anywhere. In other news, Mayor Jackson says... Joe turned the radio off. All news is bad news, he said. I don't have time for this nonsense. Suddenly, something jumped in front of Joe's car. He slammed on the brakes. His car spun around wildly on the ice. He screamed in terror. Whoa! The car spun into a ditch. The airbag inflated. Joe was extremely shocked. He sat and thought for a moment. His heart was beating heavily. "It's okay," he told himself. "You're still alive." He took a deep breath. He climbed out of the car. There was a cold wind blowing. He was very cold. Joe inspected his car. The front end was crushed. "Great," he said. "It's totaled." He took his phone out of his pocket. He called a towing service. "Could I get a tow truck to Highway 3, please?" he asked. "My car is in a ditch. It's a black sedan. I'm about 3 kilometers past the Charles Street exit." "No problem," the operator replied. "Somebody will be there in 20 minutes. Joe looked at his watch. It was 8:20. The tow truck arrived at 8:45.
"What happened?" the driver asked.
"Some sort of animal jumped in front of my car," Joe said. "I slammed on the brakes, but my car spun out of control." The driver hitched Joe's car to the tow truck.
"Do you want a ride into town?" he asked.
"How about a ride to the airport instead?" Joe asked.
"Sorry, I don't have enough time," the driver replied. "I'm really busy today."
Joe was very disappointed. "Are you sure?" he asked. "This is really important."
"Sorry, I just can't do it," the driver said. "But you could walk to the airport. You're almost there."
He pointed to a forested area.
"Just walk through this forest. Head north. The airport is only a 15-minute walk away."
"Thanks," Joe said. He got his suitcase out of the trunk of his car. Then he hurried into the forest. Joe walked through the forest for 5 minutes. It was very muddy, and the suitcase was heavy, but he carried on. After a while, he came to a small creek. It was about 2 meters wide, and it was covered with ice. Joe looked at his watch. It was 8:55. He tested the ice with his foot. "I think I can do it," he said. He threw his suitcase across the creek. Then he stepped onto the ice. "This ice seems pretty thick," Joe said. He took another step. Then he heard a cracking sound. Uh-oh! The ice broke. Joe fell into the cold water. Splash! Fortunately, the water wasn't very deep. Joe climbed out of the creek. He was soaking wet and freezing cold. His teeth were chattering. His lips were blue. "I need dry clothes," he said. He opened his suitcase. There wasn't anything in the suitcase except a pair of striped pajamas. Joe got out of his wetsuit. Then he put his pajamas on. He was still very cold. He took his phone out of his jacket pocket. It wasn't working. "What an awful day," he said. "How could things get worse?" Suddenly, he heard a low growl. He turned around. A massive lion was staring at him. It was about 10 meters away, and it looked hungry. Joe ran. The lion ran after him. Joe climbed a tall tree. The lion waited for him at the bottom. "It's Betty the lion," Joe thought. "She escaped from the zoo." He took his shoe off. He threw it at Betty. He missed. Betty growled. He threw his other shoe at her. It hit her in the middle of the head. She roared in anger, but she didn't go away. She waited at the bottom of the tree. "Shoo," Joe said. "Eat someone else." Betty waited for about 15 minutes. Then she wandered away. Joe climbed down from the tree. He heard another low growl. He panicked. He ran back to the creek. He ran across the ice again. Once again, the ice broke. Splash! Once again, he was soaking wet and freezing cold. Ah, not again! Joe climbed out of the creek. He looked at his watch. It was 9:30. Well, I missed my plane, he said, but at least I'm still alive. Joe walked back to the highway. Maybe I can hitchhike into town, he thought. He stuck his thumb out. Many cars drove by. Nobody stopped. They probably think I'm crazy, Joe thought. I wouldn't pick up a weird wet guy in pajamas either. After half an hour, a farmer stopped. He was driving a truck. There were pigs in the back of the truck.
You can ride in the back with the pigs, the farmer said.
Joe got into the back of the truck. The pig sniffed him and grunted.
I don't like your smell either, Joe said.
He closed his eyes. He rubbed his palms together for warmth. Hang in there, he told himself. You'll be home soon. The farmer dropped Joe off downtown. Could you lend me a quarter for the payphone, please? Joe asked.
Sorry, the farmer said.
He drove away. Joe stopped a man on the street. Could I borrow a quarter?
I don't give money to beggars, the man said.
This is an emergency, Joe said. Here, you can have my watch. The man took Joe's watch.
Sold, he said.
He handed Joe a quarter. Joe ran to a payphone. He called his wife. An old lady answered the phone.
Hello?
Kate, is that you? Joe asked.
You have the wrong number, the old lady said.
She hung up.
What else could go wrong today? Joe asked.
Joe started walking home. He was wet, dirty, and cold. He was wearing pajamas. He didn't have any shoes. And his eye was black and swollen. He passed a television shop. There was a television set in the window. The news was on. An anchorman was speaking.
There was a tragedy at the airport today, the anchorman said.
The 9:30 flight to Los Angeles crashed shortly after takeoff. All passengers on board were killed. The cause of the accident is unknown. Joe walked home. It was a long, cold walk. His feet were cut and dirty. Drivers honked and laughed at him. But Joe didn't care. He just smiled and continued walking. He got home at 2:00. His wife gave him a huge hug.
You're alive, she said. It's a miracle. I was so worried.
Joe smiled. He kissed his wife.
Yes, I'm alive, he said. Today was the luckiest day of my entire life.